It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes,
Sam
it will.
Cooke, everybody. Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. That's our attempt to put a silver lining on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court's decision to allow the Republican gerrymandered maps to at least be the base of their effort to draw maps next month. So again, to go back a couple of steps here, the Republican-led legislature, to nobody's surprise, passed a new set of maps because of the census last year, have to do it every 10 years, maps that were as rigged or more so than the ones that passed 10 years ago. Are they really rigged? Yes, courts have said so. It's not that a court has said they're not rigged. What courts have said is partisan gerrymandering is maybe not the thing we should be deciding on, and I think that that legal fight is going to continue. Anyway, so the Republican legislature passes rigged maps. Governor Evers vetoes them, of course. Governor Evers put up the People's Map Commission maps. Those did not pass, and so it goes to the courts. Now, the past several decades, the federal courts have been the ones to draw the maps because the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 1964 said, we don't have the expertise to do this. But this conservative-led state Supreme Court said, we got this. So they're saying, you know, of course, we're going to start with the Republican maps as a base. And now we wait to see if the federal courts will take whatever the state Supreme Court did or does next month and says, well, we have to respect that. You're the state Supreme Court. Or if they say, get that trash out of here, we will draw a fair map. So one way or another, things are going to start to move about 6 weeks from now, starting with that state Supreme Court hearing. Sarah and Kirk, you are both my eternal optimists on this. How does Wisconsin get its democracy back as we fight over these fair maps and unfair maps?
Gosh darn. Well, we need Tom Tiffany to save us, so we might all be doomed. But no, seriously, John Lewis Voting Rights Act is something that would strengthen the Voting Rights Act of 1965. It would prevent a lot of the shenanigans that are going on. And right now it has passed the House. It's being held up in the Senate because Mitch McConnell so badly needs to retire. And it's a bunch of Republican obstructionists. But just to give our viewers, our listeners, an idea of how good this is for business and for our economy, over 150 companies signed a letter supporting the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, including Amazon, Apple, Best Buy, Pepsi, IKEA, Nestle, USA, Macy's, and Target. So this isn't just the right thing to do from a democracy morality standpoint. This is good for business. This is good for the economy. And, you know, this is about being on the right side of history. Mitch McConnell's not going to get there, so he should kindly sit down, retire, move aside. But if we get this done at the federal level, through Congress, through President Biden, then a lot of these concerns will be alleviated.
Thanks, Sarah. And let me just add, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act is the way that the federal government can fix what's happening in Wisconsin, what's happening in Ohio. We can get rid of this gerrymandering stuff. It's not happening yet. And because, you know, even honestly, Democrats aren't, you know, Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, two senators, aren't willing to kill the filibuster to vote, to have a majority by like a one person margin in the U.S. Senate pass this bill. So it's killing us right now. I want to go to what happens if it doesn't pass. It hasn't passed already. They're probably not going to kill the filibuster. I think we just listened to Sam Cooke. We were in this position before, you know, in the 60s where government was just not doing the right thing. There was a massive movement. There was songs. Sam Cooke sang. There was literature. You know, there's been muckrakers before the 60s that have changed public opinion to make people that were listening to the misinformation change their minds. And so I am going to be the guy that says if all else fails, we can still have hope because we can fight like the hippies did in the 60s.
which basically was, again, like we talked about with COVID, one conversation at a time. You know, we're not going to change Tom Tiffany's mind. We're going to have to outlast, outvote, outlive, whatever the case may be, and keep having those conversations for the next group of leaders that can once again embrace democracy. And with that, it's time for us to go. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks to our guests, Al Drum and Dr. Anna Corey. And thank you for joining us up here at the cabin. You can reach us by email. Use info@upnorthpodcast.com. And we'll talk to you next week.
Let me die.